Hi, everyone, and welcome to Author's Corner. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And this guest I've had on before, but guess what? I love working with Triumph Books, and anytime I could have him on. And I did get in a debate with him, so I'm excited to welcome the program Mark Eckel, author of The Big 50, Philadelphia Eagles, The Men and Moments That Made the Philadelphia Eagles. How are you, Mark? And thanks again for coming.
I'm good. How you doing? Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, we talked about Cunningham last time on the show. We talked about Donovan McNabb. Let's go back to older history of the Philadelphia Eagles, because it is a very storied franchise, and I'm sure that's in the Big 50 as well, right? Some
sure.
of the older
oh,
stuff.
I go back to yeah. the beginning. I go all the way back to 19. One of my chapters is the Steagles, which would be an
interesting yes. year. Oh, yes. That's why
when
I think
the crazy year during World War II, when a lot of the NFL players were being, you know, were being drafted into the war. There weren't enough players left to play. I mean, a couple teams dropped out entirely, and then the Eagles and Steelers merged into one team, which was kind of a. I got some funny stories out of that
yeah.
out of that chapter, because the two coaches hated each other, and
yep.
they had to coach together. And during one practice, the Steelers coach at the time stormed off the field, left. Said, okay, you want to do it your way? I'm out. Imagine that happening today, right?
yeah, definitely. Oh, so that I remember that history. So it happened that we merged. So it's too bad we don't play each other every year. We're in different conferences.
Right.
And you guys just cleaned our clocks, but I'd rather be in our position than your position this year. That's
sure.
for sure.
We know it's a crazy story. And I'm not an Eagle homer by any means, but this is just insane. And I wrote this when the schedule came out last year, like that last April, when the schedule came out and the Steelers were coming to Philly. This is a crazy thing. The Steelers haven't won here since 1965.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't
think about that. They've won, what, six Super Bowls since they last won in Philadelphia. Believe me, I think they'll take the six Super Bowls and keep losing in Philly if that's the case. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, 0-11 or something.
That's because, again, not playing each other that many times. But, yeah, you're right. And I guess with that.
No one else is going that. I mean, mm-hmm. Eagles don't play the Bengals that often either. But the Bengals have won here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird. It's just a weird thing.
Oh, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are weird. We're rivals in so many ways, and yet we don't play each other all the time. I remember the days of Temple and Pitt when they were huge rivals playing each other and stuff like that. Those days.
And there are a lot of Steeler fans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Steeler fans in the Philadelphia area, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
More so, I would say, Cowboy fans are always around, but I would say right there, I mean, I've been out on days when the Eagles are on a bye or playing Monday night, and I've gone to a local sports bar to watch all the games, and there's always a big section of Steeler fans watching the Steeler game, no matter where I go. I mean, I'm not just saying like the same bar. It could be four or five different, and there's always, no matter where you go in this area on a game day, when especially when the Eagles aren't playing, because then, you know, and the Steelers are on, and there's a lot of Steeler fans. I guess it's from the steel mills that used to be in Bucks County and stuff, I guess. A lot of it came from there. People, you know, guys who, you know, people like my age, whatever, like their parents are from Pittsburgh and then they moved here, I guess. I don't know. I'm guessing, but that's probably a lot of it.
You also got to think about, Mark, is that Philadelphia, again, Pittsburgh once, the opportunities for young people at certain times were
yep, bigger. Yeah, that's bigger the same reason why there's Cowboy fans. Yep,
yeah.
You got it.
Big cities in the
they grew up.
Yeah.
They grew up with the steel curtain.
So
Franco and all that.
Absolutely. Let's kind of. So when you talk about World War II, they decided this. Is that how many teams were playing in the NFL at that time in World War II?
In the league, I think there were 12, maybe. And then that year, I think they went to 8 because, like I said, a couple the merge, and then a couple teams just dropped out. And it was only that one year. And then the next year, the war ended, and they were able to get things back to normal again, you know. But that one year, and they actually, it's funny because, like I said, I got some funny quotes from different guys. Like, a lot of the other teams in the league were against them merging because they thought it would, wow, this team's going to be really good. I mean, that's not fair. But neither team was really good. So there was a quote from one of the players on the Eagles saying, all we did was, so now we just have twice as many bad players.
Yes.
So it wasn't, but they did. They just missed the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs that year. I mean, again, back then only I think two teams made the playoffs. But it came down to the last game. And if they had won, they played Green Bay the last game. And if they had beaten Green Bay, they would have gone. But Green Bay beat them, and so they missed it by a game. But the interesting thing was, and which is in the book, is that the fans were kind of turned off to a little bit. And the first game, and they played the home games in Philadelphia. The first home game drew like maybe, I don't know, 5,000 people or so. Like, it was a very, very sparse crowd, even by their comparing it to what it was like the year before. Even it was like half of what they had normally got. By that last game when they played Green Bay with the playoffs on the line, it was packed. It was the biggest. It was the biggest crowd of the year, and it matched any crowd they had the year prior. So the people did start to like this team more as the season went on.
It sounds like it, and then they started liking it, and then there you go. One thing I just thought, you brought up Dallas. That we didn't talk about that last time. The rivalry between the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles, especially in certain time periods, it's just amazing, right? That rivalry.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a kind of a one-sided rivalry, but it is a rivalry. I mean, because the rivalry, again, is a local. It's funny. I asked this question the other day online and I got a ton of responses, some nice, some nasty, but I've always thought the Eagles' rival should be the Giants more than the Cowboys.
Yes.
And it's not. And it's not even close because – and what spurred me to ask the question was, I'm reading online and on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, that the Giants are playing Green Bay last week. And there's a lot of Eagle fans saying, I hope the Giants win because they can beat the Cowboys next week. I'm thinking to myself, you want the Giants to win? Really? Okay, so I asked the question, why do Eagle fans hate the Cowboys so much more than they hate the Giants? And the majority of the reaction was because of the fans. There's people don't mind, Eagle fans and Giant fans overlap geographically. I mean, I grew up in Trenton, New Jersey, which was right on the border. I mean, you could go either way there. I mean, you're halfway, you know, so... There's a lot of different there's a lot of Giants fans, and Eagle fans don't seem to mind that. They don't mind if you live in North Jersey or when you're a Giant fan. That's what you're supposed to be. They appreciate that and they respect that. What they don't like is the Cowboy fans who live in Center City, Philadelphia, and who are Cowboy fans, or live in Bucks County or Montgomery County, and they're Cowboy fans if they've never. And a lot of people said to me, I can't stand these Cowboys fans who have never been to Dallas. They don't even know where it is, but they like the star in a helmet or whatever. So, that's where the rivalry comes in. It's the people, because if you go to Dallas, I've been to Dallas, God, I don't know how many times, I've covered more games there probably than anywhere but here. If you talk to a real Cowboys fan that, born and raised in Fort Worth and whatever, they hate the Redskins. That's their rival.
Yeah.
They don't like the Eagles, don't get me wrong, because they don't like the Giants either. But their rival, their main rival is, in their mind, the Washington Redskins, going back to the Redskins Cowboys.
Eagles
Cowboys have had some unbelievable games and unbelievable battles.
Right.
And it was dominated by Dallas for so long.
Right.
Which leads to why I think there's so many Cowboy fans in this area. I think kids of, if you're a kid, you're a young kid, and you're, even though your dad likes the Eagles and you're watching the Cowboys beat them 44-7, you turn to your dad and say, I'm not rooting for that team. I'm rooting for the team that won 44-7,
Exactly.
So I think that spurred it on a little bit too. And they really did dominate. And part of why the Eagle fans hate the Cowboys too is they did beat them that bad, and Tom Landry used to, he didn't care. He ran it up on the Eagles a lot.
Right.
And then Buddy Ryan came to town and kind of turned that around a little bit. Buddy beat the Cowboys, as he always said, if you don't count that strike game, he beat them, what did he play them 10 times? He beat them 8 out of 9 times.
Wow. Yeah. And so when I think about the rivalry, I just remember the most in the 80s with Harold Carmichael and that group and how you guys could take Dallas and the, how, again, they were America's team and how shocking it was.
Oh, and Eagles beat them. To me, that's still the greatest win in Eagles history.
Right.
I mean, and until they win a Super Bowl, it will be. I mean, and like you said, they were, and that's a chapter, that's one whole chapter in the book as well, that year and that game. And guys like, and Harold Carmichael and Bill Berge both telling me they knew they were going to win that game. They were just so, Vermeil had them so ready, Dick Vermeil, the head coach at the time, had them so ready and so prepared and so, all year, I mean, all they talked about was beating the Cowboys. And Berge actually said that's what he thinks, that's why they didn't play so well in that Super Bowl against the Raiders, was because they had won beating the Cowboys was their
yes.
Super Bowl. And he said, it's really a shame that we didn't, you know, get ready. We didn't treat the Raiders the same way. And this was like, how did you not get ready for the Super Bowl? But it was just such an emotional high to beat the Cowboys, finally beat the Cowboys and beat them pretty good that day at the vet. That it kind of, the Raiders was kind of an anti-climactic game for him, even though it was Super Bowl 15.
Wow. Well, Mark, again, I'm going to definitely call on you when we see the Eagles start to get their game back together. They look like they were going to be the Super Bowl champions.
Hey, let me ask you, are the Steelers going to beat the Chiefs this week?
Yeah, Steelers are going to beat the Chiefs, and Texans okay. are going to beat Patriots, and we're because
no,
history.
No,
I'll have to tweet you if that happens because history's going to repeat itself.
Well,
history's going to repeat itself. That the times the Steelers could not beat the team in that final game to get to the Super Bowl, always something lucks out for them. The Houston Oilers, how they beat San Diego. We couldn't have gone to San Diego and won. Look at the time with the Indianapolis Colts. I have certain history, and then the Steelers got to the Super Bowl, and then you even look at the Dak with the Jets and how the Jets were able to beat the Patriots.
Okay.
Without Gronk, that's it. Steelers are all their way. We're going for 7, Mark. We'll see what happens.
I'm not doubting the Steelers. I'm just telling you, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in wherever that Brock Osweiler is going to beat Tom Brady. That's all.
See, I think it's more than that. I think that just trust me. We'll see. We'll see.
Right.
I could see upsets happen. I don't think you thought Clemson could beat Alabama.
Houston plays Saturday night, right? Houston knows
yeah.
Saturday night.
Right.
If Houston wins, you better make sure you beat Kansas City then.
Yeah.
Don't blow it.
No.
Don't let Kansas City get beat.
They won't. No, trust me. This is Steelers' destiny.
All right.
But good talking to you, Mark. Again.
Take care, man.
See ya. Okay. Bye-bye. You listen to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.